To call the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order. And for the record, the time is 3:40 p.m. on February 2nd, 2017. We're in the Belts Committee Room of the Tom Stewart Building. We have a quorum to do business. We have Senator McKinnon and Senator Gardner's here present, myself, Senator Bishop, and Senator Stedman's in another committee hearing. And Senator Hoffman's doing other state business, so we do have a quorum and we can conduct a meeting here today. I'd like to recognize our staff as Ms. Ann Kruckelberg back on Senate records. We have our own Ben Manley on the teleconference network. And John Manley from my office. I'd like to remind everyone again on the cell phones. We have two returning Senate bills on our agenda today. Both sponsored by Senator Coghill, who is also busy, but his dedicated staff's here to take care of both of those. That being said, Senate Bill 9 and 39 will be before us. Also, after we take action on those two bills, we're going to hear Senate Bill 28 from Senator Stedman's office, and that's providing for a land grant to the Petersburg Borough. And so that's the order for this afternoon. And before we continue on, I'd like to first call up Chad Hutchison, who's going to carry Senate Bill 9.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Chad Hutchison. There has been an amendment that was proposed by DMVA, the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. We've coordinated with the interested parties on this amendment, and we understand that there is no opposition, but I believe they should be available online to answer any questions that you have about the amendment.
Okay. Thank you. I take a brief at ease. On the record. Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, we have Senate Bill number 9 before us. It's 30-LS0183/A. I move amendment number 1. It's on page 2, following line 25. Insert a new bill section to read Section 2, AS26.30.0020, is amended by adding a new subsection to read D. In considering the factors and C of this section, the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs may rely on the information provided by a municipality and may not be held liable for civil damages resulting from a military facility zone designation that is based on inaccurate or incomplete information provided by a municipality.
Okay. I'll object for a brief description.
And Mr. Chairman, once again for the record, this is Chad Hutchison with Senator Coghill's office. So essentially this amendment adds another layer of protection against civil liability for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs as they make these military facility zone designations. If there is incomplete or incorrect information provided in the application, they want to ensure that they are protected against civil liability. I will point out, too, that the state and the department does enjoy a certain degree of civil liability that exists in statute right now. It's sovereign civil immunity, and that occurs whenever there's any sort of discretionary decision made by a state department. So this is a secondary level of protection that DMVA sought, and the parties, as I understand it, have not registered any objections to it.
Okay. Thank you. Committee members, Senator Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To tell you the truth, I don't have a good idea in my own mind about what kind of damages might occur, but we did reach out, and for the benefit of those who are listening, reach out to the municipal attorney in the city of Anchorage, my community, and Anchorage has no problem with this amendment, so nor do I.
Okay, thank you. Senator McKinnon?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, the document that I read from is 30-LS0183/A.2, prepared by Schutz on 2-1-2017.
Thank you. Seeing any other comments from the committee, I'd ask for a motion to move the bill. And I remove my objection. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move SB 9 as amended from committee with individual recommendations.
Thank you. We'll take a brief at ease to do the document paperwork. Okay, we're back on the record. Senator McKinney?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to note that on SB 9, there is a fiscal note that's traveling with it. It's a zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator McKinney. Okay, next up we have SB 39 before us, and we'd ask Ms. Reneva Moss to come to the table and carry on, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Reneva Moss, staff to Senator Coghill. And Senate Bill 39 also has an amendment that we prepared after consultation with Alaska Energy Authority and the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Okay. Senator McKinney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move amendment number one. By reference, it's legal service document 30-LS0330/D.1.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Mr. Chair, I have distributed to the members a draft of the bill so you can actually see where the changes were made, but I will explain the purpose of the amendment. There's actually two purposes. The first is to clarify on page 7, line 25, that the person responsible for hiring an independent third party to do an assessment and at the end of the project an evaluation, it is the record owner of the eligible property. Also, the other half of this amendment and the other two amendments are just to add to the qualifications for a project that will result in the reduction of emissions affecting local air quality. The purpose of this is, of course, with the price of oil, it's quite possible that converting from oil to natural gas at this time could result in little or no savings, but it would improve the air quality.
Okay, thank you. Anything else you'd like to add? Any questions? I remove my objection and would look to entertain a motion to move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I move SB 39 as amended from committee with attached fiscal note 0 and individual committee recommendations.
Thank you. Seeing no objections, this bill will be moved from committee and it's traveling up to finance, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee.
We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. I'd like to call the committee back to order. And at this point in time, we're going to hear Senate Bill 28, the Petersburg Borough Land Grant. And Senator Stedman, staffer Melissa Kukish, and Dave Scott are here. And Melissa, I would have you put your name on the record for the committee and introduce yourself and just take a deep breath. I think this is your first bill before a committee.
Yes.
You couldn't have gotten better in front of a better committee than you got right here.
Thank you.
And you just take a deep breath and take your time and don't worry about nothing.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Melissa Kukesh, and I am staff to Senator Stedman. Thank you for hearing Senate Bill 28, an act relating to the land entitlement for the Petersburg Borough. This bill would give the Petersburg Borough the chance to grow, generate revenue, and increase economic development from nearby lands. Over the last several months, our office and representatives from the Petersburg Borough have reviewed the bill with the State Department of Natural Resources, discussed where the borough's selections would occur, and they have no objection to the bill. Mr. Chairman, would you like a brief review of the sections of the bill and what they would do?
Please, we would.
Mr. Chairman, Section 1 of the bill adds subparagraph 16 to AS 2965-010A. That new section 16 sets the general land grant entitlement for the Petersburg Borough at 14,666 acres. This is an increase of 12,770 acres above what the borough would otherwise receive. Section 2 of the bill is a conforming amendment to allow the borough time to make its new additional selections. Section 3 of the bill is also a conforming amendment to allow the land selection process at DNR to apply to the new Petersburg land selections. Section 4 is an immediate effective date. And that concludes this sectional analysis.
Thank you. And committee members, we do have DNR online for questions, Marty Parsons, so that lifeline is available.
Thank you.
Senator Gardner?
Thank you. And I thought to myself, well, I have to ask you a question.
No.
Just for the fun of it. Maybe I could think of a good one, and lo and behold, it appeared to me. So on page 2, on line 8, when you talk about the increase to the number of acres, how is the allocation, you referred to how more than it otherwise would be. So how's the original allocation calculated, and where does this 14,666 acres come from?
I'm sorry, can I refer that to David?
I mean the figure.
Through the chair, for the record, David Scott, staff to Senator Stedman. Through the chair, Senator Gardner. We have the mayor from Petersburg in the background who will come up and testify. He could probably answer the first part of your question on the original as well. But it's my understanding that DNR and the city or the borough of Petersburg have been in discussion and came up with this number. So the mayor is in here, and he can answer that.
Senator Gardner, why don't we bring the mayor up? He did an excellent job in my office giving us some historical background, and I think it's timely.
Thank you. I would appreciate that. And if I might add, Mr. Chair, that I'm thinking, well, if Petersburg gets to increase their allocation, are the other 15 beneficiaries going to say, hey, we weren't treated fairly, we need to increase ours too?
Okay. All right. Mark, Melissa, why don't you just stay there? And Mark, you want to come on up, put your name on Mayor Jensen, put your name on the record.
Yeah, good afternoon, Senator Bishop and the rest of the committee members, Senator Gardner and McKinnon. My name is Mark Jensen. I'm the Petersburg Borough Mayor. If I heard your question correctly, Senator Gardner, you wondered how we came up with the 14,666-acre number. The way that was arrived at was it's an equal percentage of land, VUU land, within our borough boundaries that the other 15 boroughs that have already formed ahead of us have received. And I don't know the exact percentages, and we have another person in the audience, our Community Development Director, Liz Cabrera, who has worked extensively on this information with DNR and Senator Stedman's office. But that's how it was arrived. So all we're trying to do is get up to par with the other boroughs that have formed ahead of us that have received additional land. In our borough formation process, we went through the LBC hearings and the vote of the public, residents within our borough boundaries, and approved the borough. And since then, we were at that point, we were allowed to select 10% mm-hmm. of our area, which was 18,000 some acres in our total borough boundaries. And since we already had 400 and some acres in our city limits, we were allowed to select 1,440 odd more acres. So we're asking for this other 14,666 acres just to get up to par, equal percentage of the volume of our borough as the other boroughs did when they were formed. Does that make sense? I get,
thank you,
I get long-winded.
Fine.
Very good. Senator McCann.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think I have a question for the mayor. I have a question for DNR in wondering why we don't see a fiscal note. I'm assuming that the land is coming from State Alaska selections that the community is asking for their fair share of. And so where's the value determination of what would be moving as far as gravel rights or use for public facilities or whatever the borough would like to use it for?
Okay. Senator McKinnon, we have Marty Parsons online. So, Marty, are you there?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Marty Parsons. I'm the Deputy Director of the Division of Mining, Land, and Water. I'm here in Anchorage. Senator McKinnon, through the chair, there was a fiscal note that I believe we submitted, but it was a zero fiscal note.
She's got a second question.
Okay.
Mr. Parsons, are you telling me that land is valued at zero?
Senator McKinnon, through the chair, no, the land is not valued at zero. I'm saying that the fiscal note for that it would cost the division to process the additional land and issue those QCDs to the borough would be a fiscal note of zero.
Mr. Parsons, if I might, Mr. Chairman, the fiscal note does have a spot for the capital of the value of the property that should be listed on your fiscal note. So I absolutely understand there's a zero fiscal note for operations for the state. But considering a $3 billion deficit and at least individual Alaskans from my community asking for us to sell things, and that's not in regard to this particular request in front of us, but there should be a value associated with the acreage, $2,000 an acre. I'm not sure what, but there's a value to that transfer.
That would be correct. The state does not necessarily inventory its land on an acre by acre basis and determine what that land might be valued. It's indeterminate as to what that value might be. Again, you are absolutely correct, considering that there are gravel, there may be timber, there could be lands that would be sold for subdivisions, but that number would be indeterminate.
Senator McKinnon, follow up.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's not a satisfactory answer. I think that we need to establish a value on the property, and to say it's indeterminate is falls short of our responsibility to the people of Alaska. I don't mind considering a land grant request from Petersburg to use that land for however they want to use it. I understand that they are a community that has formed a borough, which I greatly appreciate, and that they need resources and assets at their disposal to help their community. But to make a determination on transfer, I'd like to know the value, and maybe we haven't done that before, but I certainly will need to know the some kind of ballpark value and not an indeterminate asterisk on a fiscal note.
Marty?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator King, we could certainly begin to pull those numbers together to try to come up with a value for those additional lands for the community.
All right, thank you. And if you could get that to the committee, we're going to the chair, and then I'll disperse it to the rest of the committee members. I have a question on overriding royalty. So do you maintain an overriding royalty on now this borough will be formed, and they'll probably have a designated borrow pit somewhere where maybe the borough could sell some gravel to somebody. Does the DNR maintain an overriding royalty on top of what the borough can charge a contractor or a landowner for sand and gravel?
Senator Bishop, no, we do not. Once those lands are conveyed, the municipality is given management authority to it. It's then theirs to sell and reap the benefits of whatever they might sell the material or the land for.
Okay, thank you. Mifidis? We're back on the record. Other questions? We're going to set this bill aside, and we've got a request in to DNR, and we're certainly not holding up the bill. Hopefully next meeting the bill sponsor will be here, and I know he'd like to probably speak to the bill as well. So any other questions from committee members at the time? Thank you. If not, we're going to go into public testimony. So we're going to open up for public testimony, and the mayor has spoken. Would you like to have another comment?
I've pretty much hit on all the topics I wanted to talk up to, I believe. And one other thing, I believe it was already stated earlier, that we've been working with DNR on our original 1,400 acres that were given to us originally through after borough formation. We've selected those parcels, and we've been working with them also on this other 14,666 acres, and like was stated, they have no opposition to that request. So that's all I have to, only input I have. Thanks.
Thank you. And anyone else here in the room that would like to testify on SB 28 here today? Seeing none, and it appears that I have no one else online, so we're going to close public testimony. Thank you. All right. Any other thing from committee members I forgot here for today? All right. It's the intent of the chair to hold the bill. I've said that once. We're going to have another discussion next week, and having no further business on our agenda, this meeting is adjourned at 4:05 p.m.